You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 10 a.m. on July 20th, 2025. Welcome to episode 28 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, the latest on the Surrey Police transition, and an interview on the Massey Tunnel replacement, after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
First up today is Double Z Zaharas, Spiral Your Way Out with It Didn't Mean Nothing. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I try to log in through the CJSF music studio, but it just never let me complete it. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Now there it is. Double Z Zahara. Spiral Your Way Out with It Didn't Mean Nothing.
Yourself in someone else to find a way.
that was It Didn't Mean Nothing from Double C's of Horrors, Spiral Your Way Out. Next up, it's TDJ's SPF Infini Genesis. Here is Intro Catra Mixed. Now, I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on July 17th. As the SFU women's basketball team announced that alumnus Sophia Wysotsky became a pro on their Facebook and Instagram pages, as Wysotsky signed with the Torpat Pojat based in Helsinki, Finland, while Jose Castro, a cross-country runner for the Red Leafs cross-country team, announced on his Instagram page that he will represent Canada in the middle distance. Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention news from July 14th to today, including the Premier Division scores. Five BC PBL alumni were drafted in Day 2 of the 2025 MLB Draft on July 14th, when rounds 4 to 20 took place. In Round 4, the Toronto Blue Jays drafted Mika Burnham 112th overall, a right-handed pitcher who is an alumni of the Abbotsford Cardinals, Langley Blaze, from Dallas Baptist University. Then a trio of the Delta Blue Jays alumni were drafted. In Round 12, the Cincinnati Reds selected Carson Latimer, 354th overall, a right-handed pitcher from Sacramento State. In Round 18, the Miami Marlins drafted Hayden Cuthbertson, 528th overall, a left-handed pitcher from University of Miami, Ohio, In round 19, the Atlanta Braves drafted Ryan Hebner, 579th overall, a right-handed pitcher. In round 20, the Houston Astros drafted Curtis Abear, 606th overall, a shortstop who is an alumni of the Langley Blaze from University of Portland, Oregon, as the lone American BCPBL alumni in the 2025 MLB draft, rounding out three Langley Blaze alumni in the 2025 MLB draft, where one current BCPBL player was drafted as the final pick, as the Los Angeles Dodgers selected Shane Brenham, 615th overall, a left-handed pitcher from the North Shore Twins. Also after the 2025 MLB draft, two Langley Blaze alumni signed non-drafted free agent deals as Johnny McGill, who last played for the UBC Thunderbirds, signed with the Los Angeles Angels, and Tom Poole, who last played for the Dallas Baptist University, signed with the Tampa Bay Rays. Furthermore, on July 14th, the BCPBL announced that Langdon Jupp, who plays for the Victoria Mariners, committed to the University of Fraser Valley. On July 15th, the White Rock Tritons tweeted that Gage Macri, a senior outfielder, committed to Williston State College, which plays in NCAA Division II Region 13, located in Williston, North Dakota, later retweeted by the BCPBL. When the Premier Division also returned to action on July 15th, where four games were on tap, including a doubleheader. The Abbotsford Cardinals soared over the host Okanagan Athletics 10-2, 13-6 for a sweep at Kelowna's Elk Stadium. The Wally Chiefs dominated the White Rock Tritons 8-2 at Surrey's Wally Stadium in an all-Surrey matchup. And the North Shore Twins thumped the visitors Coquitlam Reds 9-2 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. There were five games on July 17th, with another doubleheader between Abbotsford and Okanagan, where the Cardinals destroyed the host Athletics 9-0, 6-2 for a four-game sweep at Kelowna's Elk. As for other games, the Victoria Mariners bested the visitors Victoria Eagles 10-7 at Laritz in an all-Victoria matchup. The Langley Blaze bested the host Delta Blue Jays 7-4 at Mackey, and the visitors North Shore quad damage Coquitlam 4-1 at Mundy. Three games were on tap for July 17th. The host, White Rock, bested Delta in an 11-8 slugfest at South Surrey Athletic Park. Coquitlam doubled up Wally 12-6 at Surrey's Wally Stadium. And North Shore shaded the visitors Langley 5-4 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On July 19th, Reed Clegg, a left-handed pitcher for the Langley Blaze, signed a non-drafted free agent contract with the Cincinnati Reds. Five doubleheaders were on tap later on July 19th. The UBC Thunder defeated Langley 6-4, who blitzed UBC 13-3 for a split for their 40th win this season, a new BCPBL record that was set at McLeod Athletic. The Mid-Island Pirates defeated the visitors North Shore 7-4, who won Game 2 3-2 for a split at Nanaimo Xeroxman Stadium. The host Victoria Mariners defeated White Rock 8-5, followed by a 10-0 drubbing for a sweep at Saanich's Laritz. The Victoria Eagles swept the visitors Wally 2-1, 4-3 at Lambrick, and Delta soared over the host Parksville Royals 7-0, followed by a 6-3 win for a sweep at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field. Four doubleheaders are on tap today. Let me take a look right now. Currently, the North Shore Twins and the Mid-Island Pirates at Nanaimo Xeroxman Stadium, the Delta Blue Jays and North Island Royals at Inouye Wallace Field in Parksville, and the White Rock Tritons at Victoria Mariners at Saanich's Laritz are all tied at zeros. The lone game with runs scored are currently the Wally Chiefs at Victoria Eagles, where the host Eagles are up 3-0 at Victoria's Lambrick Park.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings for the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 40-8. They will have the home advantage for the playoffs. Okay. The Langley Blaze finished first at 40-8, which will give them home field advantage for the 2025 BC PBL Premier Division playoffs, which will also be held at McLeod Athletic Park, the home of Langley Blaze. The North Shore Twins are second at 35-11. The Avisar Cardinals, who have won 11 in a row, are third at 34-13. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 27-18, but have dropped 3 in a row. The Victoria Eagles are fifth at 25-21, won 2 in a row. The UBC Thunder are 6-25-22. The Mid-Island Pirates, 7th, 23-23. And the Delta Blue Jays are 8th at 22-23 and have won 3 in a row. The top 8 teams make the playoffs. And the rest, the Okanagan Athletics, 9th, 22-26, drop 5 in a row. The Victoria Mariners, 10th, 16-30. The White Rock Tritons, 11th, 15-31. The North Island Royals, 12th, 11-35, have dropped 21 in a row. And the Coquitlam Reds, last at 7-41.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, 3 levels below Major League Baseball. Between July 14th and 17th, most of minor league baseball took an all-star break like July, as the MLB All-Star Game took place on July 15th, when the National League defeated the American League, as the Rookie League, 2 levels below high A, was the only league in action during the All-Star break between July 14th and 17th. The Northwest League returned to action on July 18th. The host Vancouver Canadiens quad damaged the Spokane Indians 4-1, highlighted by a 3-run rally in the bottom of 5th in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. The Eugene Emeralds exercised the Tri-City Dust Devils 12-5, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the bottom of 6th, capped off by Guillermo Williamson's 3-run jack off Max Geek, which was the eventual game-winning hit, which was followed by another 5-run barrage in the bottom of 7th, capped off by Cole Foster's 3-run launch off Bridger Holmes at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. In the third game, the host Everett Aqua Sox walked off the Hillsboro Hawks 9-5 as Charlie Pagliari hit a grand slam off Jake Fitzgibbons in the bottom of 9th at Funko Field. On July 19th, Tri-City shaded Eugene 2-1, where Adrian Placencia's solo jack off Josh Bostic in the top of 5th was the winner. Hillsboro blanked Everett 3-0, where Junior Frankel's solo shot off Urangelo Siente in the top of 6 was the difference, followed by 2 more hops runs in the top of 8th against the Echo Sox. And Spokane shaded Vancouver 2-1 as a wild pitch by Irv Carter plated Caleb Hobson in the top of 8th. Let me look at today's games. Sorry about this. I believe 3 games are on tap today as well, but let me take a look. Yeah, computer's generally slow here, so just a minute, please. Chances are there will be 3 games on tap today as well. Just have to make sure. Oh, God. Tri-City continues in Eugene. Spokane renews in Vancouver, both at 105. And Hillsboro resumes in Everett at 405 Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 17-5. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 14-9. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are third at 13-9. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are 4th at 13-10. The Everett Echo Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first half division winner, are 5th at 7-16. And the Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 4-19. Now, I would like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association. It is a senior A box lacrosse league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. 2 games were on tap for July 15th. The Victoria Shamrocks defeated the host Maple Ridge Barrage 5-3 at Cam Neely Arena, as the Shamrocks were led by Chris Origlieri's 43 saves as a first star, Andrew Kuhs 2 goals as a third star, while the Barrage backstop Brandon Humphrey made 45 saves in the losing effort as the second star. The second game saw the visitors Coquitlam 8X doubling up the Burnaby Lakers 10-5. SD 8X were led by James Rahe's 3 goals, 1 assist for the first star, Keen Moon's 2 goals, 3 assists as a second star, while Jacob Dunbar led the Lakers with 2 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the third star at Burnaby's Bill Copeland Arena. On July 17th, the host New SM Abilities bested the Maple Ridge Barrage in a 13-9 barn burner, as the Sam Abilities were led by Hayden Dixon with 4 goals, 2 assists as a first star, Will Malcolm with 2 goals, 3 assists as a third star, while Marcus Claridge led the Barrage with 3 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort, as the third star at New West's Queens Park Arena. 2 games were on tap for July 18th. The visitors New West bested Victoria 12-8 at the Q Center in Colwood, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Mitch Jones' 2 goals, 4 assists as a first star, Hayden Dixon's 2 goals, 3 assists as a third star, while Andrew Q led the Shamrocks with 2 goals and 3 assists in the losing effort as the second star. So, in New West's 12-8 win over Victoria at the Q Center in Colwood, Mitch Jones of New West was the first star. Hayden Dixon, third star, Andrew Q for Victoria was the second star. The second game saw the host Burnaby frightened them. The second game saw the host Burnaby frightening the Langley Thunder 11-4 at Bill Copeland Arena, as the Lakers were led by Keegan Melanchuk's 44 saves as a first star, Ben McDonald's 2 goals, 2 assists as a second star, while Ethan Emlott led the Thunder with 2 goals and an assist in the losing effort as the third star. On July 19th, Coquitlam bested Langley in a 12-11 slugfest at Poirier Sports Center, as the 18X were led by James Rahe's 4 goals, 1 assist as for the first star, Tyler Kirkness 2 goals as the third star, while Chase Scanlon led the Thunder with 4 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the second star.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Here are the current standings for the Western Lacrosse Association. 2 points for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Coquitlam 8X are first at 13-2-1, 27 points, 1-7 in a row. The Victoria Shamrocks are second at 12-3-1, 25 points. The New West Salmon Bellies are third at 12-4, have won 3 in a row. The Maple Ridge Barrards are fourth, 5-9-2, 12 points, lost 2 in a row. The Langley Thunder are fifth at 5-11, 10 points, have dropped 4 in a row. The Burnaby Lakers, 6th, 5-11-1, 10 points. And the Nanaimo Timbermen are last at 2-14, 4 points. Welcome to the second half of episode 28 in the 2020.